Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
And welcome once again to the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. I'm your host of the Your Community Podcast, CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. And today we're talking about the Community Leadership Program. And we have a very special guest joining us all the way from southwestern Indiana. We're talking the Daviess County area, Washington, Indiana, to be precise. Our guest is Cindy Barber, and she is the community development educator in Daviess County. She helps facilitate the community leadership program, not just in Daviess County, but the surrounding counties as well. We're talking Knox, Greene, Pike, and Martin counties. And Cindy, first things first, the floor is yours. Tell us all about the community leadership program and what it does for folks in your neck of the woods in southwestern Indiana.
Sure, thank you so much. The community leadership program is a program that is has been designed and hosted by Purdue Extension for about 10 or 11 years in its current form. So we offer the opportunity for Indiana residents throughout the state to apply for an opportunity to go out and hone leadership skills, hone or develop leadership skills, and then also take a deeper dive into understanding their community or their county so that they can get more involved.
Chatting with Cindy Barber with Purdue Extension based in Daviess County here on the Your Community Podcast here on Hoosier Ag Today. And when you talk about the needs of rural communities and rural Hoosiers in Daviess County, and I mentioned the other surrounding counties, certainly the needs of those in that area are going to be a little bit different than what we find in other areas of the state. Like, for example, Allen County in northeastern Indiana, or even Jefferson County in southeastern Indiana. How is the program adapted to fit the makeup of each rural community?
What a great question. Key to the program is readiness of the community to implement the program. And the way we do that is partnering with, honestly, all different types of folks in the community. So anything from employers to local government officials, anyone who wants to step up and try to help us get the program planned out. And that not only entails the recruitment piece. We bring the curriculum, so that's consistent across the state, but personalizing it to the county is a key part of the program and its success. And really, we really can't do that without our local partners coming on board and helping us with that. And that that is exciting, I think, for all of us, because it allows us to have community input into what those sessions look like, where they take a deeper dive into the community. And that's around workforce development and quality of place, education, health, local government, which we know looks a little bit different in every county.
Cindy, who typically participates in this program?
You know, that's wide open. We really don't have, some people think it needs to be young people that, you know, are kind of just getting started and getting more involved in their community, but it really doesn't. We really want a diverse set of individuals by, you know, age, background, education, employment, whatever that may be. The cohorts are kept fairly small, under 20. And a part of that is to help the group gel and really form close relationships and have enough voices in those sessions that they get to hear everybody's perspective. And there's so much growth that can happen in that, along with what we provide that is maybe more formal teaching or connecting to others in the community. So it's wide open. I mostly, where I have been, have seen employers come on board. We're great at, you know, helping them get their folks engaged. I think the key there is we're not a program that's just meant to be a ladder climber, or that, you know, that allows people to just gain the skills to do better in their job. That I think that happens very naturally, but it really is a commitment to community. So what I have found that I really appreciate and value is employers who see all of the wins for them, so they can invest in their people and get some skill sets there that are beneficial to their job, but as much invest in the community through their people by letting those folks get more involved in the community through the program.
Cindy, you mentioned that this particular program has been in place now in Daviess County for about a decade now, if not a little bit more. So you've certainly seen a lot of people become invested in the program, and you've seen a lot of businesses become involved as well. And so I would imagine over the course of that 10-year span, you've seen significant growth in Daviess County and the surrounding communities because of the program.
We have. One of the things I was thinking about recently, we do a nonprofit board session. We also do an effective meeting session, building those skills and helping with those connections for that broader engagement. So I was looking at the makeup of a few of our local nonprofit boards, and there was one in particular that I thought almost all of the board members are graduates of our program, which I was very proud of. But they, you know, they learned some skills, but they also made connections that made it valuable for them to get out and serve whatever their passion is. Really, that differs for everyone. Same thing goes for some of our elected officials. We've had people participate in the program who maybe had never considered that they would be a great candidate for an elected position. So we offer quite a few different opportunities for them to learn about roles, learn about ways they can get involved, make connections, and then, you know, take that leap or that chance at serving in a way that before they did the program, maybe they really didn't feel was something that they could consider or would be, you know, a good fit for.
My guest is Cindy Barber from Daviess County. She is the community development educator in that neck of the woods, and she leads the community leadership program. We're going to take a little deeper dive into the program coming up here in just a few. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more from Cindy and hear more about the program coming up on the Your Community Podcast.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit infFA.org.
And we're back on the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller, chatting with Cindy Barber, based in Daviess County. She's the community development educator there. And we're talking about the community leadership program for Daviess County, also Knox, Green, Pike, and Martin counties. And you touched upon this earlier, Cindy, before we hit the break, but wanted to kind of see if you could provide any examples of how this program specifically has how you've seen it specifically strengthen relationships in the community.
Sure. There's probably various ways that has happened. I certainly see it's a different cohort every year. Sometimes they come from the same employer. Sometimes they don't. So I think there's links in the businesses with the people who've done the program over, you know, different people doing the program throughout the years. Also, I have seen great connections, honestly, even with our local government. So this, and I know there's other counties in the state that do this as well. So when our elected officials are appointing folks to the boards that they appoint people for, it's important for them to know who's interested, who has the skill set to serve the, you know, the county well on a appointed position on a board. So this year I did a call out to our alumni, kind of gave them the slate of what positions were going to be up for appointment, and then let them volunteer, step up, volunteer, let us know where their skill sets were and where they felt they could be a good fit. And I passed that on to our county commissioners, and they were able to kind of then vet some of those positions to folks that had been through the program, had a little bit of training too. I think that nonprofit board training is helpful. All of it is, but you know, just really getting a deeper understanding about that commitment to serving community organizations in a board capacity. So that's been a real win for us all around.
I know, Cindy, that a lot of different organizations are pushing farmers, are pushing rural Hoosiers into engaging in public policy at the State House, talking with their congressmen and congresswomen who serve and represent us on Capitol Hill. And it's easy to kind of sit back and say, you know what, there are a lot of things I don't like about what's going on. But in terms of really getting folks engaged, this is a great way to get those folks engaged and to try to get more folks involved in community leadership positions. And I think one other thing that I hear is that, especially from folks who would like to serve more on those committees and serve more on those boards of directors, so to speak, is, well, I've got three kids and they've got basketball practice, they've got volleyball practice, they've got all these different games and different things, and I'm married, and so I have to take care of this and that. But there's always room to slide into your schedule a once a month board meeting or once a quarter board meeting, depending on who the organization is and how they're looking to invest into your resources, Cindy.
Yes, and when you mentioned that elected official, that public official piece, last year we were very blessed. We invited all of the cohorts that were active during the legislative session in 2025, we shared a day at the State House and visited our legislators. And Senator Eric Bassler from District 39 is a local person here in Daviess County. And he led the cause to have a Senate resolution passed honoring the participants of the program, valuing that Indiana needs, you know, folks who are passionate about giving back to their community, they're passionate about learning about how to be better leaders. And so that was really nice. So the group got to go out on the Senate floor and be recognized during the General Assembly last spring. So that was a real honor. So I do think that people are taking notice that we're building a pipeline of people who, whatever that looks like for the individual or the community they live in, are stepping up and getting engaged at a higher level.
And even though you represent the community leadership program in Daviess County and the surrounding counties, Purdue Extension has these same leadership programs all across the state, Cindy.
Yes, and just to tilt my hat to my folks in the surrounding counties, I helped them get it started. Then our people there are getting the program, making it happen. So, and we do have cross county referrals, honestly. If an employer is in one county, but their employee lives in the neighboring county, they're sponsoring them in the program in their county of residence, which is really important. But yeah, it's various locations across the state. And then where there might not be a program currently, if folks are interested, they can just contact their extension office and let us know of the need, and then we'll see what we can to get that need met. So, yeah, we're in every county, but every county, as you said earlier very well, looks very different. So this program isn't in all 92 counties, but the supports are there. The other thing we did when we revised the curriculum is, for the first time, we set apart some of the topics that we felt could be delivered apart from the program and still be valuable to individuals and to employers. So there are some a la carte options in the leadership skill building topics. So that's also worth looking at. Purdue Extension Community Development has a website, and this falls under our leadership and civic engagement thematic area. So there's a whole description of the program, but also then what parts of it are also available without doing the entire program.
Well, and Cindy, you touched upon my final question. More information for folks who are curious about the Community Leadership Program. You mentioned the Purdue Extension website. How can folks get in touch with you, perhaps, if they are curious about helping to grow that leadership program in their community, or they just want more information in general?
Sure. I would say, I mean, our website is great. So they certainly can take a look at that. And it covers all of the thematic areas we touch on for the state across the state of Indiana. Again, leadership and civic engagement is where this one falls, among other programs that we offer. My personal information is also available, contact information. So CA Barber at purdue.edu is the best way to reach me, or our number is 812-254-8668, 254-8668. Anytime, people are welcome to call. That's one of the things that I cherish about the program personally for my community, but also across the state, is that we really are good at making connections. So where people have needs, whatever that may be, here it's community leadership development, but we're happy to help folks get connected to what it is that will help them be better Hoosiers and build stronger communities. So we're all about that. Anything we can do to help that, we're happy to provide.
And Cindy, one final question. I always ask this at the end of every interview. And once again, there may not be anything else to add, but is there anything else you'd like to add or that I've forgotten to ask regarding the community, regarding the Community Leadership Program through Purdue Extension?
Sure. I think what I would add is if people are out there listening or know of people or think of people that they think might be a good fit for the program, not to hesitate to reach out and at least get more information and learn more about it. Again, your question earlier about kind of who do we target, who does this best suit or fit? There really is not a canned description of who would be a good fit for this. I've had folks that have been pleasantly surprised and pleasantly surprised me that maybe their employer kind of gave them a little nudge and they signed up for the program, came into it thinking they weren't sure what they would get out of it. And they're some of our greatest champions. I actually kind of bring them in and have them talk to folks who are thinking about it, but not sure. It really, truly, the way it's laid out and the variety of ways of learning we offer, the topics, the dive, taking that dive into the community and networking not only with their class, their cohort or their class, but also with all of the different folks from the community that we bring in throughout the program, they're going to find something that will hit home with them, that will help them go back out and feel more positive about their community. And that's important too. Be more knowledgeable, which is part of that being positive. You know, you only know what you know, and there's we're all about sharing positive factual information so that folks can be honestly strong champions for not just the program but their community as well. So yeah, I would say even if you're not sure, reach out, because I think we can find a way that this would fit for you.
Once again, Cindy Barber, she is the community development educator in Daviess County, leading the Community Leadership Program. And for more information, you can always Google Purdue Extension Community Leadership Program or visit their website, extension.purdue.edu. And Cindy, thank you so much for your time here today on the Your Community Podcast. I appreciate it.
CJ, thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
And thank you for joining us here on the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And I'm CJ Miller for Hoosier Ag Today.